I'm Dr. Regina Kep. I'm a board-certified clinical psychologist, and I specialize with older adults and their families. I created the Psychology of Aging Continuing Education podcast to make sure that as professionals, you get the education you need to meet the mental health needs of older adults and their families. So if you're a social worker, psychologist, therapist, aging life care expert, or certified care manager looking for continuing education with purpose, you're in the right place. After listening to each episode, simply go to the episode's webpage at www.mentalhealthandaging.com and learn more about how to earn your CEUs. By being here, you are helping to destigmatize mental health for older adults and helping to improve access to mental health care. So thank you for being here and doing your part. Now let's jump into the episode. Stop banging your head against the wall when it comes to memory loss. Knowing what's causing the memory loss can sometimes be a key to unlocking that door and giving your brain a break. So what are the common causes of memory loss? The first is a major neurocognitive disorder like a dementia disorder. So dementia is an umbrella term, and underneath that umbrella are different types of dementia. Alzheimer's disease is the most common type of dementia, then vascular dementia, Lewy body dementia, frontal temporal dementia, Parkinson's dementia, and so many others. So when a person has a dementia disorder, the hallmark symptoms are cognitive impairment. Another common cause of cognitive impairment is medication. So this could be a medication side effect, or it could be a medication interaction, meaning two medications being taken at the same time that don't interact well together and causing cognitive impairment in an older person. I say an older person because cognitive impairment is more common in older adulthood. Another common cause of cognitive impairment, say that with me, common cause of cognitive impairment, are vascular disorders. And these are conditions that affect the circulation of blood to the brain. So a vascular dementia, stroke, and other conditions that have to do with the vascular system that can impede blood flow and circulation to the brain, causing cognitive impairment. Another common cause of cognitive impairment in older adults is depression. And so depression can sometimes manifest as a cognitive impairment in some older adults, specifically around memory and processing information and concentration. And so it's really important that depression gets identified and treated, because depression is highly treatable in older adults and can impact cognitive function. So when you treat the depression, it can actually improve the person's cognitive functioning. Nutritional deficiencies are also a common cause of cognitive impairment in older adults, like dehydration, vitamin B12, and vitamin D deficiencies can really impact how a brain is functioning, especially as we age. The good news here is that when we identify if there are deficiencies, we can easily treat and correct the cognitive impairment in these cases. And then other chronic diseases like diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, kidney disease, these chronic conditions can also impact cognitive functioning. And so if you're living with these chronic conditions, it's really important that you maintain your health by following medical advice. So you go to your doctor, you get your medication recommendations, and follow medical advice. Inquire if you can do certain activities, what types of diet is best for you, and so on. Another common cause of cognitive impairment or memory loss in older adults is disrupted or lack of sleep. And so insomnia is a big issue for many older adults. And when we don't get enough sleep, our brain doesn't operate optimally. And so it's really important that you get a good night's sleep. I'm Dr. Regina Kep. I'm a board-certified clinical psychologist and founder of the Center for Mental Health and Aging. If you're an older adult, a person caring for an older adult, or professional working with older adults, you're in the right place. So why is it so important that we understand what's causing cognitive impairment? So first of all, it's essential that we understand what's causing cognitive impairment because, as we see in the cases of depression and nutritional deficiencies and medications, those can be easily corrected. You just get vitamin B12 shots or vitamin D supplements, or you treat the depression, which is highly treatable in older adults, or you consider other medications that might not have as much of a cognitive impact. And all of these things you want to discuss with your physician, so give them a call and have that conversation. Now, when it comes to conditions like chronic diseases or vascular disorders, you also want to be working with your medical provider on how to optimize health while living with this condition. Even if you have these conditions and your risk for cognitive impairment is higher, you can still reduce your risk by managing your medical care and maintaining your health. And so really work with your doctor to get guidance on what nutrition is best for you in terms of what type of diet is best for you if you're living with diabetes or heart disease, and then what type of exercise might be ideal for you as well. And that can actually help to improve brain health. Finally, when it comes to conditions like dementia disorders, it's also important that we understand what's causing cognitive impairment, even if it's a dementia disorder, because we want to be sure that the person living with dementia is living their best life and doing what they can to optimize their health and brain health and provide education and guidance on what to expect living with a dementia disorder. The message that I want you to have here is having a cognitive impairment is not a foregone conclusion. It's really important that you work with your healthcare provider on what's causing the cognitive impairment and that you don't give up hope, because there are ways to optimize your brain health even when living with chronic conditions or neurocognitive disorders. Finally, for professionals and caregivers working with older adults or caring for older adults, it's important that you're here, because with proper assessments, compassion, and empathy, and education, we can ensure that older adults with cognitive impairment are getting the care that they need and are not walking this difficult journey alone. Just as you are there for your clients and your loved ones, I'm here for you. If you're a professional, I have a free training just for you on how to navigate cognitive impairment when it shows up in your clinic. So click the link below to get that free training now. I'll see you next time. Bye for now. All right, that's a wrap. Just a reminder that each episode is worth one continuing education credit. And to learn more about how to earn continuing education for listening to this episode, simply go to the episode's webpage, which is linked below wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can also go to www.mentalhealthandaging.com to learn more. All right, I'll see you in 2 weeks for another continuing education podcast episode.